You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: Graziano Pella to score and Southampton to win is 3-1. Christian Benteke to score and Aston Villa to win is 8-1. Lee, there's a stat from Opta that I like here. Tim Sherwood has won 54.5% of his first 33 Premier League games as a manager. Only one Englishman has a better win rate from his first 33 Premier League matches. Who is it?
I wasn't really listening. One manager's got a better win rate from his first 33 games in charge.
English manager.
Oh, English manager. Yeah.
Roy Evans.
No, not Roy Evans. I'll give you two guesses. If you want that many.
It's Premier League, not the first
Premier League, yeah.
Harry Redknapp.
It's John Gregory.
Oh, John Gregory. John Gregory.
The man who puts a felt tip marker on it around his hair, colours his hair with a marker pen. He definitely does that. You know, John Gregory, I remember once, when I was a kid, and there was an England game on, in a midweek England game, England against Poland or some crap like that. And we saw this name on the team sheet, John Gregory, and me and my brothers swore it was a Jim will fix it. We'd never heard of him. John Gregory was playing for England. How did he get a name for England?
He's ended up at Crawley now, so Sherwood will be hoping his career path doesn't follow the same trajectory, I think. Anyway, Southampton recorded their best points total ever, Lee.
Under John Gregory.
But they haven't won since beating Hull in mid-April. It's as if they don't want that Europa League spot, Lee.
Yeah, but they do. I mean, the manager keeps coming out and saying, we do want it. This is our Champions League. That's what we want to get end of the season. The form has been kind of tainted by the amount of away games that they've had to play in recent weeks. They were away at Stoke, away at Sunderland, away at Leicester. Now, they should have got something out of those, admittedly. But if you look at the home form, you know, the last defeat was way back on the 22nd of February when Liverpool beat them. They've beaten Palace, Burnley and Hull since then and drawn 2-2 with Tottenham. I'm not saying that's scintillating form, but it's not as bad as people are making out. Villa have been great, haven't they? But again, their great form, I think, is a little bit tainted by the fact that they've had, you know, some really good home results. Their away results aren't that good. You know, they beat Sunderland 4-0, which was a fantastic result for them. But Sunderland, you know, obviously at the time, and you could argue still, are in the depths of despair. They beat Tottenham as well, which is another good result. You can kind of make excuses for that as well, because Tottenham didn't really seem to turn up that day. And they aren't scoring that many goals either. I think both teams will be happy with a draw here. Admittedly, you know, the price of 4-1 is very tempting on Villa, the way they've been playing. But I think Southampton will batten down the hatches a bit here and try and maintain that great defence that they've got. Remember that, you know, when you look at the home defence table, if you like, they're still second with 12 goals conceded all season. Chelsea have only conceded 8, and Arsenal 13, City 14, Man United 14. So they're right in there with the best teams in the division defensively. So I think, you know, and Villa is still the worst team for goal scoring away from home with just 12, which is worse than Burnley and Hull and all the rest of them. I'm going for a draw at 23-10 here. I think it'll be a draw and under 2.5. If you don't want the draw, you don't want to touch the outrights, I'd be looking at just low on the goals here. I think Southampton will try and control the game. If they pick up a point, you know, that puts a little bit more distance between them and Swansea. And Swansea have still got a couple of hard games. They've got a massive goal difference advantage over Swansea, plus 18-0. So effectively, they're 2 points ahead of them. And another point here, same for Villa. If they pick up another point, it moves them to 39. They've done all the hard work, in my opinion, these two teams. So draw at 23-10.
Under 2.5 goals is 10-11, and if you fancy the draw and the under 2.5 goals is 100-30. Derek, I'm guessing 4-1 looks attractive to you.
Massive. I don't know what Lee's on about. I think Villa are real good things here. I mean, Southampton, I mean, they're playing like Villa were playing earlier in the season, and Villa are playing like Southampton were playing earlier in the season, and you're getting 4-1 Villa. I think it's a massive price. And also, you doubly question Southampton's intent the way they're playing right now. You can't question Villa's, and they need the points as well. I mean, 38 points, some people are keeping it, saying it keeps them safe, but Hull at the bottom could still get 40 points, you know, if they win two games. I know it's a big if, but they could still get 40. Yeah, it's a big price to go down Villa, but they won't be resting up yet. 4-1's massive.
4-1, Aston Villa to win the game. A bit of team news as well. Southampton missing Morgan Schneiderlin and Dusan Tadic. They've been two of their best players all season, which is a concern.
Yeah, definitely. But good news, you know, Shane Long back in the fold. So is Mane as well. Jay Rodriguez signing that deal this week. Just to clarify, I'm not saying Aston Villa will ease up. I think they'll be happy with the point.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.